You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
Dumb as a bag of Mississippi mud.
That's the stupidest damn thing I've ever heard of in all my life.
Moron, 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 moron.
Hello, it is Wednesday, February 10, 2016. It is day 41 of the year. Valentine's Day is 4 days away, in case you haven't been paying attention. We'll be sharing more info about things you should probably buy, in just a few minutes. Shea Flynn will drop by to visit with us in a bit. And tomorrow we'll be answering your legal questions with our friend Bill Jones. Lawyer Bill will be here to take your advice and give you input on how to fix what ails you. And we all have those moments. Everybody needs some help sometimes. So we are happy to provide that for you with Bill. That's tomorrow. Then Friday, Reverend Whalen will be here accompanied by his son, Cameron, who is a member of the Bruno Mars band or Bars Man.
I like it.
Either way. And Cameron got to be there front and center for the halftime show and can tell us what that was like to perform on stage in front of a billion people. How much that make your mind?
I would puke.
Just go numb and just like wet your pants and faint.
And that's the thing, you know, people were talking about looking like Beyonce fell. I saw her.
I didn't see that.
It was very slight. And all I thought was, as much as I'm not a fan of hers, I was like, oh, thank God you didn't, because that just sucks. Yeah. I mean, that would just suck, because that's what everybody would talk about. That's what everybody would concentrate on. You know that you can't feel your feet when you're dancing in front of billions of people.
And you're just not there. I mean, now that guy that was going up to the ESPN podium that fell, now that was pretty funny. Some player for the Broncos, he went ass over elbow and just went face down. It was hysterical. But, so anyway, Cameron will relate to us how it was to be up there with that bunch when he's here with his dad on Sunday. Dumbasses of the day. This fella, man, this is my kind of dude. A passenger, this is on a flight, Air Mediterranean, flying from the Algerian capital of Algiers to Paris when this midair drama unfolded yesterday afternoon, forcing the aircraft to divert and to land because this guy was out of his mind. Passengers described a scene of chaos as a shirtless man who was responsible for the bizarre incident was overpowered by the crew. The flight was halfway through its journey when this man, on board with 160-odd other people, became unruly because he was not allowed to smoke or drink on board. Where has he been for the past 20 years? So, in his anger and irateness, he took his shirt off and urinated on a fellow passenger and caused a fight that ended up with him being pinned down and have his ass beaten by flight attendants and other passengers. So he took off his shirt and peed on somebody because he was pissed because he couldn't smoke or drink. I kind of understand.
Yeah, sounds like he smoked or drank too much before he got on the plane.
Well, you know, when you pull off your shirt and you're peeing on somebody, you've lost your sense of reason, I would suggest. And probably not a good idea.
And you still don't get your smokes at the end.
No.
23-year-old Elena Rush worked the drive-thru at a Burger King in Washington, Pennsylvania. It's not a big high-paying gig, but she had a plan to get some more money. But to do it, she needed some accomplices, so she tried recruiting at the drive-thru. Elena's plan was asking a couple that came through for some Burger King food if they would care to come back and rob the place while she was working the drive-thru.
Good plan.
Yeah. She promised to cooperate in return for a split of the money. So these people she doesn't know, she's trying to recruit to rob.
Well, it was a good idea in theory.
The couple, who were themselves not dumbasses, just contacted the police about the plan. No robbery happened, and I think Elena is probably out of a job.
All right, now try and stay with me. We're going to walk through this because there's so many things
this
going
is
on.
Unbelievable, this story
it
is.
It doesn't stop giving. It's in Irvine, California. Jill Easter went to Plaza Vista School to pick up her son. Okay, he wasn't outside. Now, Jill's the mom. Remember, Jill's the mom.
Okay.
She confronts the PTA president. Her name is Kelly.
Okay.
Kelly Peters. She says, "Where's my son?" And Kelly, the PTA president, says, "Your son is a bit slow."
Pardon?
So Jill, the mom, became upset because she assumed Kelly meant her son was unintelligent and vowed revenge. Jill and her husband, who are both lawyers, began harassing the PTA president and demanded the school fire her. When the school refused, they hatched an elaborate plot to destroy Kelly by calling police to report she was driving erratically. So when police searched the PTA president's car, they found drugs, which mom and dad had planted.
We'll show her.
Eventually, the plot unraveled, and Jill and her husband, who have since divorced, spent several months in jail, filed for bankruptcy, and have been ordered to pay Kelly, the PTA president, $5.7 million.
Yay.
Wow. Karma.
Golly.
Their license has been suspended.
Vindictive much over something that simple?
Is that simple? Now, you wonder
calling your kid slow would piss you off, but that wasn't her intent.
I mean, he's just slow, like can't get his crap together in his book bag to come outside is how I took it.
Mine is slow. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well,
that's just, like
that's,
that?
That's just...
I just got the finger from Sid, and it's only 7:20.
This old boy, everybody's just going crazy. A Florida man, of course it's Florida. There's one of these every day without fail. I'm about to sneeze. I'm trying to make it go away. A Florida man on a manic rampage. It'd be a great name for a band.
Oh, it is.
Manic Rampage. Attacked a clerk at a flea market with a samurai sword and savagely beat an 82-year-old man with a pole because he was haunted by poltergeists and wanted to, quote, kill all that was evil. That would take more than a few days, I would think. Jovan Walker was locked up. Attempted murder, aggravated battery, a bunch of other stuff, carjacking, and he had some weed, too. And all these incidents were caught on video. These poltergeists, which, as you know, was a fine movie, and is a type of ghost prominent in German folklore. So on and so forth. So this dude's rampage began when he carjacked a Ford truck from a driver stopped at a stoplight in Deerfield Beach in Florida Sunday morning. He put the guy in a headlock, pushed him out of the car, and then took off in the truck. He drove to a gas station and stared down this 82-year-old man who had done nothing, but was just pumping gas. So the old guy went into the shop to pay. This lunatic followed him and pulled a metal rod from his pocket and began to attack the guy. It was some kind of a sword. So when you know that when the sword comes into it, you know you got some real problems here. Anyway, he went to some kind of a flea market and beat up somebody. They had knives and scissors there. He grabbed a sword out of the display and went to whacking on people in this flea market. So he fled and he told people that he was finally got caught and just held down and told police he was being haunted by the German ghosts, and he wanted to kill the evil.
Is poltergeist a sort of bath salts over there, maybe?
I don't know. I think he's just bat shiznit crazy. He's out of his freaking mind.
It's manic rampage.
I'm telling you, somebody is missing a chance to name their band Manic Rampage.
Death metal.
And this one more, a combat search rescue mission out of Arizona's Davis Monthan Air Force Base on Monday proved to be somewhat successful. As part of the training mission, an airman on the ground attempted to signal the aircraft overhead with a flare in order to indicate his location below. Airmen in the plane found his location, as did local fire crews, as the flare started a brush fire that has burned so far 1,400 acres.
Oh, great.
He was easy to find after that.
Right in the middle of it.
Yeah, nice going. So that is that. Today's news stories, I don't know. Last night was the New Hampshire primary, which was interesting if you like to watch these things, as we do, at least for a little bit. It was over very early. Bernie Sanders beat Hillary Clinton soundly, resoundingly. And Mr. Trump beat everybody else that was running on that side pretty handily as well. Mr. Kasich was behind him, which was a bit of a shock to some people, who gave Chris Christie more of a shot in that part of the country, which was not to be. Jeb Bush and Rubio and Cruz lagged way behind. And now you wonder where this goes. from here. South Carolina and Nevada and the March 1st, big thing on Super Tuesday, will make things more clear. But today, Chris Christie may bail, and a number of these people are likely evaluating what they should and shouldn't do and how much money they can keep spending and peeing away and asking people to keep giving. Bernie Sanders last night was quite passionate, as are his followers. Good Lord. He has raised so much money without any of these super PACs and without any, you know, money from corporations or those that try to buy, well, not try, they do buy offices for people, even the presidency. And he said that the average gift that he has gotten from people is $27. And the guy has raised millions upon millions of bucks.
Read that
just from those that write that check out for $25 to his campaign.
And that's
very impressive.
It proves everything that he wants to do. And the problem is we don't know once he gets there, if he gets there, if it can actually be done because the president has to pass. But but that's exactly what he preaches.
Yes.
And a lot of people like that.
Yes, they do. And he and Mr. Trump are both non-politician types. Yes, Bernie has been a senator from Vermont, but I never heard of the guy before. But he is saying things that people have thought for a long time that seem unchangeable. It's just the great disparity among the haves and the have-nots and all that. And that the entire system is rigged and is corrupt to the core. I think that is an inarguable point. Yet, year after year, we sit back and live our lives and allow these people to pull the strings like we're all puppets. Now, we get somebody like him or like Trump who have the gonads to stand up and defy these people. These are the guys who won last night, one indicator, and won big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but this goes to the South and the Midwest, do these things maintain? Wouldn't it be odd to have a Trump versus Sanders presidency or that election in November?
That would be something.
It really would. I don't know that we're there yet, but
I hesitate to make calls most of the time. But if it were to come to that, I would have to say that Trump would probably be the one to get it.
I would hope not.
I don't know.
So many people who would look at this and go, okay, the old white guy or the guy from TV? Okay, yeah. Guy from TV.
Yeah, it is at least a different time. And this is not the usual game. It is going differently. And that, I think, keeps us. There were lines last night outside those polls and cars lined up to vote. One of their biggest turnouts ever. And this may be the pattern that is followed in elections to come. We'll find out. But it was kind of fun to watch.
And I think what would be tough about that is they're so different from everyone else, Trump and Sanders, that you'd have a lot of people that may switch party. I don't know if they'd switch parties, but I mean, right now I agree. I love Sanders' ideas, but if it was Trump Sanders, I'd go Trump. I'm just not sold completely on Bernie. I mean, I don't agree totally on
Bernie. I'm not sold on either of them. And I think that there are many people in that position that we like their attitude and their attempt to change the game. What they're saying, what they're proposing, as we've said here before now for, you know, months, once you walk in the door, once you have your big parade and you're the president, I think that all of your ideas and theories and concepts and proposals are not necessarily easy to implement in the first couple of weeks. It ain't going to happen. And that's why Bill Clinton said that Bernie Sanders was so out of touch with reality. Well, Bill should know because he was the president for 2 years. And he looks like that.
There's two terms.
Yeah, for two terms.
Oh, I thought you meant meaning Hillary took over.
Whatever it was. But he looks like that there's something wrong with him. She was last night, made her little speech, and just the usual scripted BS. And Bill looks like he needs to be put like in a home or
he
something.
He does. It's really bad.
And he's too skinny. He looks gaunt. And as you said, his mouth's hanging open like he's going to start, you know, slobbering any moment like a dog does.
He is skinny.
But it's they're just not believable. They're like actors from a movie.
And just, I'll speak for myself and not the show, but, you know, our job is to come on here and talk about what these people do and make fun of what these people do. In no way does it mean I don't like Trump. Or it's not that I support him.
I think it's
but just because I'm going to call him out doesn't mean I, as of right now, I wouldn't mind seeing him sitting there as president just for a change.
I don't know. But again, can he provide the change he says he can?
Yeah.
I don't think that that's how this works.
If you thought that the Republican majority Congress was blocking and stymieing Obama, wait to see what they would do for Sanders or Trump.
Right.
They would slam the door in their face repeatedly. Just because Trump can run businesses and run them into the ground and then recover at the expense of other people doesn't mean he'd be a good president. It means he can that he talks a good game, and the guy is a salesperson like no other and a fine negotiator. But the guy has been in the tank four times and then come back and done it all over again. The personal stories about him are everywhere, but nobody has had the guts yet to discuss his personal life and his past. Someone's going to. That's just a certainty. But so far, he has been the one that stands out the most. He's the most confident. He says things in a very strong, authoritative way. And the and his other guys look like, well, P-words. And they just do.
But, you know, we get emails, I get text messages, and sometimes I just don't think people understand what we're doing when we're talking about these candidates.
We're just observing.
We're not saying that.
We're just observing what I think many people do and offering our observations. I don't dislike any of these people.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily, you know, there's not many of them I would vote for the presidency. I'm not sure that it matters. And in this part of the country that is very, very conservative, there's no question that your vote or that the GOP will carry these states like they always do. If it's Trump, Trump might put off some of these old evangelical types that just aren't buying his shtick. I don't know.
But what are they going to do?
That's why it's so interesting. Party? Or just not vote. I don't know.
And it's interesting to see if we have an independent that joins the race. I mean, we've got so much time for this to...
Mike Bloomberg has a bunch of dough, but he's so liberal that I don't know that that dog would hunt either. Because some of his ideas, but he also is a businessman, which is what maybe we need back there at that desk. But once again, I just contend that I don't care who's in the office, your power, I think, is limited. And it's going to always be that way. It always has been. So why should it change now? So, I don't know. There's a lot more to come. Stand by.
Yeah.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has jewelry. And Danny would like to have some from her husband. So, Carl, you need to get over there. There are four locations. They've been there for a long time. We've known Howie and those people for a long time, many years. They've been good to us. RIJewelers.com is the website to examine all their offerings. They have, as always, the Rockin' Diamonds, Daphne Diamonds, and the to-be-loved rings.
I like these because it says one represents your love and the other represents your best friend, but they're both for me, so I don't really care about anybody else.
Yeah, good point.
So, yeah, get them both for me. They also have the three ways this year for under $100. Robert Irwin Jewelers is giving you freshwater pearls. It's a 24-karat gold-dipped rose and a box of chocolates. That's only $99 for all three.
That's a pretty good deal right there. So if I were you, boys, I might stop by today during your lunch break and look into this and get something done before it gets too late and you panic. So they are all over town. Look on the website to find their locations. They will do some financing if you need that. And see more at rijewelers.com. Thank you, Howie, and thank you all the folks at Robert Irwin Jewelers. We'll talk to our friend Shay Flynn here in a bit about various things. There are stories about the price of flights in the airport in this city are going down. Average fares drop. We can talk to Shay about that. The Zika virus has made its way to Tennessee. We have lined up Dr. Amanaj Jain, who you see in the paper. He writes about medical issues once a week at least. And his piece about this virus was day before yesterday. And he wrote and explained calmly what this is and what it means. It is the semi-annual or annual disease that will kill us all, but not really. So he will explain that and some other things we can discuss with him when he joins us on Friday. Tomorrow, ask Lawyer Bill questions that you have about things you've gotten yourself into. And so that'll be tomorrow and other things as we go along. A little break, and we'll come back and chat some more. Thank you again today. It's been a year since our friend Zeke left the planet, and I put a post up last night of my thoughts just to say thank you to everybody who has been so kind to me, and thanks to my colleagues here who kept us going. And it seems like it's been 10 years, not one. It's very unusual. And then again, it's like it's been about a week. Very, very hard to explain. But thank you for all the support on the Facebook thing. I put up a picture, or Sid did, of one of our moments acting goofy. So that's up there. And thank you for the sweet comments. It means a lot. Back in a moment after this. Can somebody tell me who it is that watches shows like The Bachelor? Is it people who are home alone and lost and sitting there eating chips and slamming down
bonbons?
Yeah, and liters of Coke and just had no life and watch this and dream of love and romance? If they do, they ought to probably just go on and be put to sleep. This is the most embarrassing show maybe ever on television. That's saying a lot.
Did you stumble across some of it or something?
Where was I? I don't know where I saw a preview of this. The Bachelor Monday night. The girls and these women, it's so pathetic. It's also obviously manufactured and contrived and pointless. And I don't know who in the hell watches this or watches half this garbage. I'm thinking not that many people. I'm trying to picture who the prototypical or the perfect person to watch this would be. And I can't think of anybody that I know. The girls got to swim and play on the beach in the Bahamas with pigs. Pigs roam the beach and swim with tourists on the island of Exuma, and it's usually pretty peaceful. There's so many places to go with this that I won't. The pigs were aggressive and sent the girls running and squealing in this episode.
Good writing.
God.
Now the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism is defending the pigs, saying they only got grouchy because they picked up on the girls' bad attitudes. Really? This was a real part on a real TV show.
So they mean literal wild pigs,
yes,
on the beach,
yes,
and not like
there were
fat
pigs
tourists.
And they were chasing these horses around and grunting and growling and being mean.
The only thought I have, it has nothing to do with it, is Goat Island at Pickwick Lake. And there's wild goats on an island.
I don't know.
Hang out with them.
It's just beyond. I'd take a goat over a pig any day.
Exactly.
Put a puppy monkey baby on that pig and I might die.
I saw that thing last night somewhere and I kind of twitched. Made me sweat. Puppy monkey baby is going to be embedded in our nightmares for weeks to come. I had no idea that Zsa Zsa Gabor was even alive. Many of you have no idea who she is. She and her sister were the, let's say, maybe the precursor to the Kardashians back in the 60s. They were famous for being famous, although they were actresses. Was it Zsa Zsa or Eva in Green Acres? I never can remember.
Zsa Zsa, right?
And they were on Hollywood Squares. And
Zsa Zsa slapped a police officer.
They had no talent whatsoever. They were from Hungary or something.
It was Eva Gabor.
So she passed a bit back. Zsa Zsa is 99 years old.
Mm.
It says here she's been in declining health for several years. Well, who knew?
She's 99.
She's declining in health.
What should she be?
She just
be getting better?
She just got off her skateboard last month. I mean, get out. You're just taking up space.
She's starting a program of vag yoga.
Her ninth husband, Frederick Prince von Anhalt, that douche, said she was hospitalized with breathing difficulties. No wonder. She's almost 100 years old.
The breathing difficulties from the pillow he was holding over her nose.
Yeah, just die, just please. Trying. Please die. Sears stores are about to be a thing of the past. How they have survived this long is remarkable with all the competition out there. Sears and Kmart are owned by the same people, right? And they are both, they've both, I guess, been through Chapter 11. And there are some of these stores that still are open. Is the one over here down on Poplar still there?
Yes, by Firestone Perkins.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't, yes.
They, I don't know. I guess it must be older people whose habits die hard that still shop there for appliances and stuff. But you can go, I mean, this stuff is all everywhere else, too.
I have heard it's closing, though.
They're all going to be closing, it seems like. They have planned to close 50 stores. Although a new survey finds that most women who shop would now shop at Goodwill before they would shop at Sears.
I would not do that, but I went into Sears about 2 years ago for like a shop vac. They had a great deal on a shop vac.
Yeah.
And I got a shirt or two, and my first thought was, well, no one will know where I got this from because no one walks in here.
Yeah. I'm sure it was very busy at the time. One strong customer base has been women 55 and over, but they're all dying off. Sears is also losing customers for items like sporting goods, home improvement, electronics, and so on, which is no big surprise. So they've been kind of on the downslide for a long time.
Service merchandise is coming back. Not.
No.
Remember that whole weirdness?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I still don't. What was the point?
I don't know. So you wouldn't carry.
I have to go there.
I know. And then you'd take a little slip and say, I want this. And then they'd have to go in the warehouse and it'd come out on the conveyor belt.
Right.
Does it prevent people from shoplifting or what? What was the deal?
I don't know.
Was it cheaper? I don't even remember.
Maybe.
Was it in the Mall of Memphis?
It was on the corner. I think
it's where the Malco
Winchester
Paradiso is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Wes. Yeah. Mm. What used to be Montese.
Boy, I sure miss it.
Isn't there one down on Winchester on the way to the airport, though, I thought? Right on
still?
The no.
Like Hickory Hill area. There
yeah,
used
Hickory
to be
Hill.
Just about 5 years ago or... something.
Why don't you run out there and see real quick, if there is one.
But the whole concept is so weird, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I remember how odd it was.
You look through catalogs.
And the whole diversity of what they had to offer, it was very strange. Well, anyway, Starbucks is having three new drinks come out. So you can pay $5 for more coffee. I do it every day, and every time I pay for it, I think, God, you're an idiot. But a lot of us do it, and they're nice people, so what the heck. They are in most cases. They have three new drinks, only available from now till Valentine's Day. Well, darn the luck. Molten chocolate latte, molten frappuccino, and molten hot chocolate. The molten relates to mocha. There are some of the old drinks just topped with mocha and espresso infused whipped cream with espresso mocha or mocha drizzle. They've also teamed up with Spotify for a Valentine's Day playlist.
Great.
Why don't you just sell coffee and be quiet? Stop selling CDs and music.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah, and that damn near killed them, too. Because people don't go to Starbucks to buy CDs. That just doesn't happen.
Or CDs in general.
Well, it's just not a good idea. Oh, what else? Johnny Depp has signed on. This guy needs an infusion of something, like a hit, in his movie-making life. He hadn't had one for a while, and he's hit kind of... He just overdid the characters and the makeup and the acting weird in movies, and he needs to do something normal. This one is not normal, but it might be a good idea anyway. He signed on to star in a remake of The Invisible Man, based upon the classic H.G. Wells novel. The first film was 1933. I recall seeing that as a kid. Starred Claude Rains as the scientist who finds a way to become invisible for evil purposes. Wasn't there a TV show?
There was. It was.
That was a spinoff of this or something?
I I can't remember if it was British or not. I saw an episode of it not too long ago on that channel WWTW that just played a bunch of old stuff. Yeah. And it was black and white, and it was supposed to be a spy thriller of some kind.
Huh. Very strange.
And I guess they saved a lot of money on special effects.
Yeah, I guess so.
By just having the camera fill nothing and fill in the dialogue.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's why I laughed so hard. You're like, this one will be different. The Invisible Man. I thought I could think, because you can't see him.
Well, yeah. So what's the fun of going to that movie? There's nobody on screen. What's the point? I don't get it. Dixie Pickers has some good things for your guy for Valentine's Day. Great stores year-round. This time of year, they have sales going on because it's going to be spring here before long. It better be. And they have some things that are marked down for Valentine's Day and just before they make room for all the new spring things coming in. Some great sales right now for your Valentine at either location, Poplar and Yates, or the Town Square in Collierville. B's markdowns on Medicine Creek Outfitters, their way markdown, a great markdown on Drake Shadow Branch Camo. Maui Jim sunglasses are in. Half off all the Martin Dingman clothing and shoes. Same for Rivers West merchandise and markdowns on Mountain Khaki tops, plus many, many more things. If you'll stop by and see Don and Damon at one of their stores and meet their staff and look around, there's a lot of things to choose from. At Dixie Pickers, they have two locations, Poplar Yates, East Memphis, and the Town Square in Collierville. DixiePickersStore.com would be their website. Shea Flynn will join us to chat about whatever there is to chat about. And we'll do that with him in a moment. We'll do a break and be back in just a few seconds.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.